You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to new research published on the 6th of December, the accurate percentage of vegetarians in New Zealand is more likely to be 2% than the 20% previously cited in market research. According to this research, 93% of us eat red meat, 2.8% do not eat red meat but do eat seafood and poultry, 1.4% are pescatarians, which only eat fish, and 2.4% are true vegetarians. Today I spoke to Dr. Catherine Bradbury from the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics in the School of Production Health about this further. Focused on, as well as the methodology that was used to conduct this research?
Yeah, so we used data from the recent New Zealand Health Survey. It's a rolling survey that happens every year. So we used data from a recent wave that had included a dietary habits module. And this module had asked the participants, do you completely exclude any of the following food groups from your diet? And the food groups were red meat, chicken and poultry, fish and seafood, milk and cheese and other dairy products, and eggs. So what we did is for people that said that they completely exclude red meat, chicken and poultry and fish and seafood, we classified them as vegetarian. And if they also said that they excluded dairy products and milk and eggs, then we classified them as vegans.
How does the current research differ from the previous studies that have estimated a higher percentage of vegetarians?
Yeah, so in our study, we found only 2% were vegetarian and just under 1% were vegan. But if you look at the previous studies, they were estimating around, you know, one study estimated around 10% and one estimated around 19% were vegetarian. But that's because the questions they asked were really quite different. They were market research polls, and they had asked, one of them had asked, when you have the opportunity, how often do you maintain a vegetarian diet? And if they answered always or mostly to that question, then that's what they sort of counted as being on a vegetarian diet. But you could still definitely eat meat some of the time and be included in that group, whereas ours was a much stricter definition. You had to say you completely exclude meat to be counted as a vegetarian in our study.
How does the absence of recent and comprehensive dietary data, especially in regards to like meat-free diets, how does this pose challenges in developing health policies?
Yes, well, our New Zealand dietary guidelines, they recommend a mostly plant-based diet with moderate amounts of lean red meat and other animal source foods. So in this study, because it was just tacked on this questionnaire to the New Zealand Health Survey, there was no room to do a comprehensive dietary assessment on the participants. So we are not sure whether there's quite a few people in the population who are having low amounts of red meat, but wouldn't strictly be classified as vegetarian. But we don't know if they're meeting the New Zealand guidelines for meat or really for anything. We don't know, have comprehensive dietary information about what the population is eating. And it becomes really difficult to figure out, okay, are we meeting the guidelines? Where are we falling short? What should we focus on? Should we develop policies? But we don't know particularly, if we don't have a good baseline data about where we are, we don't know what effective policies would look like and exactly the details of how we would formulate those policies in order to try and improve health. But we know that diet is a really important cause of health. So it's an important risk for disease, for chronic disease, but we don't have good information in New Zealand about what we're eating at the moment.
You mentioned, I believe in an interview with RNZ, that the last nationwide survey of what New Zealanders were eating was published in 2011, and that the most recent nutrition survey that was focusing on children was conducted in 2002. Why is there such a large gap in between surveys in regards to New Zealand's nutrition?
Yeah, so we have these very irregular surveys. The last one for children was 2002, and the last one for adults was 2008 and 2009, but publications coming out after that. It's because we don't have, I mean, what we would ideally like is a rolling survey like our New Zealand Health Survey, actually, or in the States and in the UK, they do a rolling national nutrition survey where they recruit people every year. And so they just get a continuous updated picture of what the population is eating. And that means that they have all the expertise in managing and running the survey. And it's actually quite cheap to do once it's up and running. The problem is when you have these massive gaps of a decade or two decades between surveys, it's harder to resurrect the survey again because you've lost the expertise in the meantime. People have left, they're not around anymore, they're doing different jobs. So it becomes a bigger task to resurrect it. But if you actually had it in a rolling design, yes, it's an investment up front, but after that it's actually a quite a cost-efficient way to do it.
Following from that question, are there any current plans to conduct future surveys that specifically address the prevalence of meat-free diets in New Zealand?
Not that I know of. They could add the question back into the New Zealand Health Survey in a few years to see if it's changed. But more than that, we would rather just have a really comprehensive national nutrition survey, which actually did a full dietary assessment so we could tell about meat, which is important because there's international recommendations to say that we should have no more than three servings of meat a week, and that's to reduce your risk of bowel cancer. So we really want to know how many times a week are people eating meat, how much meat are they eating, and also just other things about their diet as well. So recently work was done to develop tools for a national nutrition survey, and that was done actually by our group at the University of Auckland mostly, and University of Massey as well. But they have not confirmed that they'll actually, the government has not confirmed that they'll actually roll out a new nutrition survey in the field, which is what we really desperately need.
As you mentioned earlier, with the national recommendation of eating a more plant-based diet, are there any factors that you might be able to recognise that have led to this like significantly small percentage of New Zealanders participating in a vegetarian or plant-based diet?
No, so unfortunately from the study we didn't ask people their motivations about why they might eat a vegetarian diet or why they might not. From other research, usually the first reason has been for health reasons, and that's just what people perceive as being healthier. There's other reasons, of course, too, environmental reasons, welfare reasons. But we didn't ask, and there might be quite a proportion of the population who are reducing their meat consumption for those reasons, but just not completely cutting it out. And that's what we're really missing with our study. We just can't tell that.
Why is the research of Aotearoa's eating habits so important?
In New Zealand, and actually globally, we know that diet is one of the leading causes of chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease and cancer. So I mentioned that, the global recommendations are to reduce red meat intake to no more than three times a week to reduce risk of bowel cancer. But also there's other aspects of the diet that are important. So not having too much salt, that having too much salt increases your risk of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease as well. And there's lots of other aspects of the diet that are important for health. You know, fruit and vegetables, having enough fiber intake. So it is actually one of our, one of our leading causes of cardiovascular disease and cancer is diet, is what we're eating. And so we really need to have up-to-date information on exactly what it is we're meeting, so how far away are we as a population from the recommendations in order to be able to develop effective programs and policies to try and help reduce our population's risk of chronic disease.
That was Kevin Bradbury, senior researcher at the University of Auckland in the School of Population Health.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.